ghosts will resurface and almost certainly finish her chance of being found worthy, Olivia added, her tone angry.
Olivia, there was a reason neither Sister Catherine nor your mother ever named the father of her child. Catherine didn't, but my mother did.
He rose and walked around his desk, with quick steps for such a bulky man. Now he took Olivia's hands in his and kissed her gently.
Clay, my own situation remains between us. I will tell the few remaining people who care very soon. In fact, I'd obviously better tell them very soon.
On her deathbed, her mother had told her that after Catherine realized she was pregnant, she had spent a year in Ireland, where she had given birth to a son. He had been adopted by the Farrells, an American couple from Boston, who were selected by the Mother Superior of the religious order Catherine entered. They had named him Edward, and he had grown up in Boston.
I've followed their lives ever since, Olivia thought. Edward didn't marry until he was 42. His wife has been dead a long time, and he passed away about 5 years ago. Their daughter, Monica, is 31 now, a pediatrician on the staff of Greenwich Village Hospital. Catherine was my first cousin. Her granddaughter is